What is up, my friends? Welcome to Friday's episode, Craft of Fatherhood Podcast. This is your guide, Ned Shout. Check it, my friends. I believe our role as fathers literally has the power to change the world simply by knowing who we are and embracing the adventure. This episode is brought to you by The Adventure of Fatherhood, helping men discover how powerful they are when they step into their fatherhood role and build their fatherhood skills. Now, on these Friday episodes, I share stories from my own fatherhood journey, and on Tuesdays, I have an interview with an incredible father. Now, it's summertime, and fitness has been important to me my entire life. It's been important to my family, and so I'm doing a four-week series on health and fitness. Last week, I talked about the importance of just getting outside, and I gave some ideas around getting outside. I have this long intro, so I won't go too in-depth, but I'd go listen to that if health and fitness is important to you. But basically, you know, I had a major transformation when I turned 40. I'm about to turn 41. Fitness has always been important, but I learned so much the past 2 years. So with that, I wanted to combine faith with it, so I started Rise of Kings Fitness, an online program. Check it out. But why am I wanting to talk about health and fitness for 4 weeks on a fatherhood podcast? Why does it matter? Well, a couple thoughts that I shared last week that I'll just touch on here is, one, you experience life through your body, and those around you experience you through your body. When you think about everything, our sight, our smell, our touch, the way that we connect with others, you think about, okay, I am Ned and I'm not just my body, but my body is the house or the tool that I experience life with. And so if I'm creating this incredible Ned inside of this crappy ass body, then I'm not going to experience life well, and those around me aren't going to experience me either. So it's less about having the six pack and spending 5 hours a day in the gym. It's more about, are you positioning your body for capacity? Are you discovering the truth of who you are through wrestling and discipline? And the gym and training and nutrition are an incredible way to really discover the truth of who you are and what you're capable of. I talked more about it last week, so check it if you want. So this week, I want to talk about food and nutrition, because this is the one component that really kind of pisses me off when I think about my last 20 years of going to certain gyms or training with people or learning about fitness and reading books, is that no one really helped me understand this concept of, one, eating for your activity level. So am I eating protein, carbs, and fats, macros, if you will, am I eating them in a way that fuel my life for energy and what I want to do? And you could be under eating, you could be overeating. If you're under eating, you're not getting the nutrients that you need to be able to show up well as a dad, to get home from work and be game on, let's go play outside, let's go do something. Or I'm overeating and I have this, that I'm frustrated with the way that I look and I feel lazy and sloppy because I have this excess layer on me because I haven't been taught that based on my job and the way that I move my body, I might be over consuming food. And it's just like, think about a Ferrari or a car, whatever. If you put too much gas in it, it will just spill out. Well, on our bodies, if I put too much gas in it, it doesn't have anywhere to go but to start taking on the fat. So no one taught me to eat for my activity level and start to understand a metabolic baseline. Okay, once I say those words, you start to understand what I'm talking about. Do you know what your metabolic baseline is? Do you know how many calories, and in those calories, protein, carbs, and fats, you need to be able to live optimally? And I'm not talking 5 hours a day in the gym and meal prepping every single meal and being super crazy and, oh, I can't eat this, I can't eat that. But are you aware of what food does to your body? And I'm not talking like, oh, I'm allergic to this, or I'm keto, or I'm carnivore, or I'm whatever. Like, that's all great. Pursue the things that you love if you love them. My friends, sorry for this quick interruption. However, somewhat sadly, I get more questions from dudes about fitness than I do about fatherhood. But what I've found is that the fathers who start taking care of their fitness and nutrition end up finding fatherhood, marriage, work, and all other aspects of life come into a deeper clarity of purpose, enjoyment, and fulfillment. Now, I've partnered with Rise Up Kings to launch Ruck Fitness, a transformative program that is less focused on a six-pack in 90 days and more focused on you creating the habits, mindset, and lifestyle that will allow you to be a healthy asset to your family for decades. Come join me in a transformative journey to become the man you want to see in the mirror. Go check it out, www.rebelandcreate.com/fitness. Now back to the show. But do you know how to eat for your life so that you can show up well for your family? That's what matters. Can you show up well for your family? And then with that too is, are you fueling yourself so that it's not just about, can you wake up tomorrow, or are you in decent shape to throw the ball around with your kid in two weeks? But are you positioning yourself to be the grandfather that can get up off the ground or get down on the ground? Now, obviously, we don't know, you know, what's going to happen to us. We can't know everything, but are we positioning our bodies to be in a place where we can be a grandfather that is present, where we can be a great grandfather that is able to teach a kid how to ride a bike or throw a ball or something like that? Am I eating in a way that is setting myself up for healthy life? Now, how would we do that? Okay, first off, it's eat for your activity level. And then two is eat whole foods, or as we like to call it, is eat God's food. God created food for us to live optimally. And I don't know where I heard this or where I read this, but just something cool, like if you cut a carrot in half, it looks like an eye on the inside, and carrots are good for your eyes. Walnuts are great for your brain. They look like brains. There's just food that has been created that is a whole food that will help you live optimally. Now, a couple of ideas around this is, well, let me share this first. I did a whole food challenge with my family back in January, and they kicked and screamed, but two really cool things happened. And it's died off some, but I'm going to do it again this next January. And every time I do it, they're going to get a little bit more aware of how their bodies respond to whole foods and low sugar, etc. The two things cool that happened when I did that was, one, they got really creative on how to make pancakes and cookies and stuff using whole ingredients. So that was fun to see. And then the other thing is, once they implemented some sugar and some processed food back in, one of my daughters came to me about 2 weeks after, so mid-February, and she's like, "Dad, I just realized all my acne had gone away during this month of January. And now once I started putting some of this crap back in my body, acne started coming back." And so it was her own realization. Okay, so some ideas for this summer on what to do around whole foods. Okay, come up with some fun salads. Mix it up. Mix up what you are typically eating and come up with some fun summer salads. I mean, this is so simple, dudes. Any of us could do this, and it could be a fun way for you to connect with one of your kiddos. Say, "Hey, kid, let's Google some fun salads, and then let's go to the store and get the strawberries and get the mango and get the chicken and get whatever. Then we're going to go home and cook it up." Another idea is barbecue some good meats. Now, I've done two things in the last year, which have been pretty fun. Ordering venison from Maui Nui. So go online and maybe find some different kind of wild game that, or go to the butcher shop and find some game that you could order and barbecue and make something new, wild, and fresh. Another one is, instead of just buying our beef from the grocery store, I looked up how to buy beef from a local farmer. So we've been buying beef from a local farmer. So you could start to add in some foods and make it fun summer and connect with your kiddos. Okay, remember, when you think about health, fitness, nutrition is like 50% of it. And what are you making normal in your house? What is normal? When you open the pantry, when you open the fridge, whatever you have in there today, you might say, "Oh, I hope my kids will do it better." Well, they're not going to do it better. They're going to do it based on what you made was normal. So if you want to make shifts or have there be shifts for generations to come, you're going to have to be the one. Now, I wish my house smelled like whole foods and that's all we ate was this organic whatever, but man, there's some cereals in there and there's some ice cream in there. I think if we could step into 80% whole foods and had a better understanding, it's going to be better for the longevity of ourselves and for our kids. All right. That's week two. Come back next week and I'm going to talk more health and fitness. If you find this valuable and you haven't done so already, please write a review. It helps spread the word that fatherhood matters. All right, my dudes, remember who you are. You are a father, and that matters. You matter. Together, let's rebel against the view that fatherhood has little impact and create lives engaged in mastering the craft of fatherhood. Much love to you, my brothers. Together, we're changing the world. I look forward to hanging out with you next week.